Here's to embracing the beauty of conversation with all its imperfections and surprises.
Hello, everyone. You're listening to Positive Thinking Mind Radio. I'm your host, Mike, from PositiveThinkingMind.com. This is a podcast and community where I share with you tips to improve your mental health, help you cope with your anxiety, and teach you how to have a better outlook on life. We'll learn ways to turn our negative thoughts around and look at life in a positive light. I want to inspire you and help you have the best life possible. Thanks for joining me today. So let's get started.
Hey friends, isn't it something that we can get caught up in our heads, especially during conversations? It happens to the best of us. We find ourselves replaying dialogues, dissecting every word, and imagining a thousand different outcomes. This overthinking loop can be a party crasher, not just in our personal hangouts, but also at work meetings, making those interactions way more stressful than they need to be. The thing is, this habit of overanalyzing can put a damper on our relationships and our self-esteem. It's like being stuck in a maze where every turn is a what if or a should have said that differently. But guess what? There's a way out of this maze. The goal here is simple but powerful, to share some cool strategies to help us dial down the overthinking and boost our conversational mojo. By the end of this, you'll have a toolkit to navigate chats more easily and confidently, making those heart-to-hearts, brainstorming sessions, or even small talk feel like a breeze. So let's get started. Overthinking in the context of chatting with others is like having a mini-me sitting on your shoulder, analyzing every word, pause, and reaction in real time. It's when your brain becomes 24/7 news channel, broadcasting every possible scenario after every conversation. This can range from worrying if you said something weird to predicting how someone interpreted your joke from 3 days ago. So why does our brain go into this hyper-analytical mode? A few culprits are usually at play. First is fear of judgment. This is a biggie. We're social creatures, after all, and we crave acceptance. It's that inner voice that whispers, "What if they don't like me?" Or, "What if I don't fit in?" The thought of someone frowning upon our opinions or personality can send us into a spiral of overthinking. Second is the desire for perfection. The elusive perfect conversation where every word is a gem and every reply is spot on. Chasing this can make us second guess everything we say or don't say. Another is previous negative experiences. Have you ever had a chat go south? Those memories can stick around, making us wary of repeating history and prompting a loop of overanalysis. Fourth is low self-esteem and lack of confidence in social situations. When we're not feeling too hot about ourselves, it's like viewing conversations through a lens that magnifies every potential flaw. Now the million-dollar question. Is it normal to overthink every interaction? In a word, yes. Everyone finds themselves in the overthinking club at one point or another. It's a human thing. The trick is to keep it from becoming your full-time job. It's about finding that sweet spot where you can be mindful of your interactions without letting the replay button wear out. Understanding these roots and acknowledging that it's shared experience can be the first step toward untangling ourselves from the web of overthinking. It's all about learning to trust the flow of conversation more and our inner critic a bit less. All right, let's roll up our sleeves and tackle overthinking head on with some actionable strategies you can start to implement today. First up, we're focusing on staying present. This is like your secret weapon against the overthinking gremlin. By staying in the moment, you're less likely to drift into the land of what-ifs and I should-haves. Here's how to anchor yourself. The first is mindfulness techniques. The two I like the most are breathing and grounding exercises. Before stepping into a conversation, take a few deep breaths. Inhale positivity and exhale nervousness. Feel your feet on the ground. Notice the sensations in your body or focus on objects around you. This helps calm your mind and centers your focus on the now. Another is embracing imperfection, and it's like giving yourself a big hug and saying it's cool to be perfectly imperfect. In conversations, aiming for flawless dialogue is like trying to catch a cloud, almost impossible and not the point. First, every person you chat with carries their own bundle of quirks, insecurities, and unique ways of expressing themselves. Mistakes, misunderstandings, and those moments when words just don't come out right are part of the human experience. They add flavor and authenticity to our interactions. Think about the conversations that have meant the most to you. Were they scripted and polished? Probably not. They were likely raw, real, and messy around the edges. The beauty of connection lies in its honesty, not its precision. By letting go of the need for perfection, you open the door to more genuine and meaningful exchanges. Let's talk about reflecting constructively and shifting gears from being your own toughest critic to a more constructive and kind coach. It's like turning down the volume on the inner critic and tuning into a channel that's all about growth and positivity, like the channel you're listening to now. Before diving into any reflection, take a moment to breathe. Start by acknowledging what went well. It's easy to zero in on what you think went wrong, but there is always something that went right. Maybe you made someone laugh or articulated a thought more clearly than expected. Celebrating those small victories can shift your focus towards a more balanced view of the interaction. Be as kind to yourself as you would be to a friend. If you catch yourself slipping into self-criticism, remind yourself that everyone has off moments and you're doing your best. Reflection is a tool for learning, not dwelling on the past. Once you've reflected, set your intentions for approaching future conversations and move forward confidently. Next is challenging negative thinking, which involves recognizing and questioning the automatic negative thoughts that can lead to overthinking and emotional distress. To do this effectively, start by identifying the typical patterns of your negative thoughts, such as catastrophizing and overgeneralizing. Once you've pinpointed these thoughts, take a moment to question their validity and accuracy. Ask yourself, is this thought based on facts or my assumptions? Is there another, more positive way to look at this situation? Practicing mindfulness can also help you distance yourself from negative thoughts, allowing you to observe them without judgment and decide whether they're helpful. Reframe your negative thoughts by looking for a more positive and realistic perspective. For instance, instead of thinking, I'll never be good at this, try thinking, I'm improving a little each day. Remember, the goal isn't to eliminate negative thinking, but to manage it so it doesn't overwhelm your daily life. With practice, challenging negative thinking can become a powerful tool in building resilience and fostering a more positive outlook. With these strategies to combat overthinking and enhance conversational confidence, it's crucial to remember that this journey requires patience and self-compassion. Tackling overthinking doesn't happen overnight, and there are no instant fixes. It's a gentle, ongoing process of learning, adjusting, consistency, and growth. Be kind to yourself along the way. Remember, every conversation is a stepping stone, not a verdict on your social worth. Each interaction with its highs and lows is an opportunity for growth, a chance to practice new skills, reflect constructively, and gradually build the confidence to express your true self more freely and joyfully. So the next time you find yourself spiraling into overthinking after a chat, take a deep breath, remind yourself of your progress. Here's to embracing the beauty of conversation with all its imperfections and surprises. Stay positive, friends. Thank you for joining me today. If you'd like to learn more about building self-esteem and bettering your life, I encourage you to check out my courses at thinkdifferentcoach.com. Again, that's thinkdifferentcoach.com. Remember, you are amazing, you are awesome, and I want you to live life to the fullest. Doesn't matter what other people think of you, who cares what they think? It's what you think of you. I believe in you, I want you to believe in yourself. Stay positive, friends.